At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The tensions over the Beijing Olympics boycott comes as the U.S. gets set to host a summit for democracy. Some 100 world leaders will gather for the two-day virtual meeting hosted by President Joe Biden. But notably absent are China and Russia, raising questions.
Now, the meeting aims to set an agenda and commit to actions to fight authoritarianism. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki clarified earlier this week that the invitations do not amount to a stamp of approval on the country's approach to democracy. And not receiving one does not mean a stamp of disapproval either.
But President Biden's decision to include Taiwan has drawn the ire of China. Beijing says the summit will polarize the world and also accuse the U.S. of hypocrisy, adding it has no moral authority to judge whether the rest of the world is democratic or not.
The summit will include leaders from civil society organizations and the private sector. Any new commitments will be based on the meeting's three pillars, namely strengthening democracy, fighting corruption, and promoting respect for human rights.
For the latest, Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. Simon, what is President Biden hoping to achieve with this summit for democracy, and how has the administration justified who's on the invite list?
This summit absolutely was a central pillar of Joe Biden's election campaign. It was a pledge that he made to the American people. His plan was to hold a huge in-person event here in Washington, D.C. to demonstrate to authoritarian states like China and Russia that democracies can still deliver for their peoples, that liberal democracy has still got it going on and can stand up, and President Biden says, win the battle for the 21st century against authoritarian states. But there's no question the decision about who has been invited to this summit is raising eyebrows all over the world. You've got notable absences from the guest list, including Singapore, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Turkey, and then invitees that include countries accused by Freedom House here in Washington, D.C. of backsliding on democracy, including Nigeria, Kenya, and Pakistan, which today at the last minute pulled out of the democracy summit, saying that they weren't coming because they wanted to adhere to a one China policy and they opposed to Taiwan's invitation. The other big question hanging over this event is, at what point will President Biden, during it, address threats to American democracy that continue to make the front pages every day here in the United States, with so many Republicans out there falsely claiming that Joe Biden stole the 2020 presidential election and vowing to take action to overturn its results at the next election in 2024?
And Simon, the U.S. risking further escalation of tensions with China over Taiwan, with Washington now saying, bolstering the island's defenses is an urgent task. Tell us more.
Yeah, this came during testimony up on Capitol Hill from a senior Pentagon official, really echoing those claims by Taiwanese defense ministry officials who have argued that they believe that China may be ready to launch an invasion of Taiwan by the year 2025. This, of course, in keeping with the warnings that have come from the Pentagon over the last few months about China's preparations to try and force Taiwan back under the auspices of the mainland. The testimony came just hours after the House of Representatives passed that enormous defense appropriations bill that calls for additional military equipment to be provided to the Taiwanese, something else that has deeply irritated Beijing. But all of this a reminder that while Beijing keeps saying to the United States, do nothing to encourage the forces seeking independence in Taiwan, certainly U.S. defense officials remain very focused on the mission to try and defend the island.
Yeah, thanks for getting us up to speed this morning. From the views of Washington, D.C., Simon Marks.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs,
plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.